And so we've been asking a lot of questions of people about what they think is going to happen in the downturn. Well, coming out of the survey, it's still running. About 600 people around the world have responded, both your clients, attendees and owners of events, and people involved in the events industry. And what we see is that about 28% still expect revenue growth this year. And over the next couple of years, you know, most people are expecting to move into a situation where revenue is going to grow again. The encouraging thing is that 44% expect it to be flat or to grow this year, which is encouraging. In terms of profits, people, what you can see is clearly people are sort of expecting to trade down on revenue a little bit, on profit, in order to maintain revenues. But the general feeling is that things are going to improve. We also asked people what they're doing in terms of responding to the downturn. I don't expect you to read all these. We gave them a really long list of choices, and the obvious ones came out top. So cost cutting, innovation, service, partnership, restructuring. The ones that surprised me most, one was about staff motivation. Given that all of us have a mission statement or some sort of, you know, Ponzi value statement that says our people are our greatest asset, what surprised me was that less, only, you know, 20%, slightly more than 20% are saying they were doing anything about motivating people. How many of you like buying from suicidal staff? You know, if you go to a restaurant, somebody says, get your order in within the next 5 minutes because then I'm going to top myself. It's not a motivation to either stay or to buy from them. The other is, given that the internet now effectively offers us a whole series of free resources, it was scary that only about a third were doing anything in terms of this. And you now have businesses like IR, a big conference company, that have basically reduced their marketing budget to almost zero by using the internet and mobilizing their customers to do the bulk of the marketing for them, using Twitter, using blogs, to actually promote the content of events and why they think the speakers are good speakers. And look at what they've done, absolutely phenomenal. But they're changing the way they're marketing their business. How many of you have a newsletter? Quick show of hands. Keep your hands up if you would read your newsletter if you're a recipient. If you think you would get real value in reading that newsletter. Right.
It's one
page. Most people's newsletters are, let me tell you about me. Oh, another paragraph on me. A bit more about me. Bug off. I don't want to read how good you are, how wonderful you are. I want to read stuff that you're giving me that adds value. We now get 90% of all our bookings for speeches from people reading our newsletter and just saying, like what you're talking about here, can you come and do a speech on that? That's not about us talking about what we're doing, it's us sharing stuff that we see or commenting on things, adding value to the end customer and prospects. The other thing we asked people to do is we gave them a long list of things as well and said, pick out the top three that you're really focusing on. And again, direction and strategy, customer relationships, cash flow came out as the top three. What was interesting again was the people one, only 17% said they really gave a toss about their people. And then the one that made me laugh was 29% thought decisive leadership was important. I can only assume the other 71% couldn't make up their mind. So what are some of the things that we see people do? Very simple stuff. The first is key clients. I met a business this year who does contract catering for events and for businesses on a permanent basis. They had done their entire new business target of £3 million by the middle of February. That was for the year from January to December. How they'd done that was in December, knowing that the downturn was going to happen, they went through their entire prospect list and crossed out everyone that had really shown no interest in the core proposition they had. Their core proposition was they do locally sourced food. It comes from within 30 miles of wherever you're eating it. All the people who were only interested in price and cost of things, they just crossed up and said, let's not bother trying to compete with them because everyone else will be pitching to them. Let's take the ones we're now focused on. Our salespeople now have to do some research about those businesses to really understand what's going on for them and their industry. Sending those prospects some interesting stuff they picked up and asking them what it means for their business. Then going in to see them and having strategic conversations, not selling. Taking them to see existing customers to see how they were, you know, what they were getting as a benefit from working with this supplier. Taking them to see the farms where the food was grown. And then asking them what they thought about the proposition and how it could be refined for them, rather than just saying, here's what we've got, take it or leave it. The thing that prospects loved most was visiting the farms. Because most people live inside offices, you know, we don't ever see anything being made.